Item 14
is... Thanks for your patience, gentlemen.
Item 14 is a subdivision rezoning for property located at the northwest corner of Revelstone Avenue West and Pegwa Street under file DASZ 15-2013. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Item 15, a variance at said property under file DAV 1186-65-2013-D.
Good morning. The applicant is Mr. John Wintrap.
Henry Clough.
Yeah.
Good morning.
It's Groundhog Day here.
We'd like to thank the committee again for allowing us to appear before here. We've been talking about this area since about 1974, when, go ahead, grab your board, we're not using it. Or maybe you want to take a seat. We've been talking about development in this area since 74 when Mr. Ray Clawson was the planner for the area. We've been gone to several meetings. I think it's been inevitable that development would occur here. We completed a secondary plan a couple years ago. I think it's positive to see growth happening in all the concrete streets and sidewalks and pathways and parks that are going to go into the area. To quote Donna Beaton from the previous application, the secondary plan is not hard or fast. It was a number of concepts laying out there to provide flexibility. We've submitted a plan that we feel meets the spirit and intention and the policies of the secondary plan in terms of connections, roadways, housing, multifamily, and all those wonderful things that go into a plan of subdivision. So we're happy to answer any questions from the committee. We would like to see the application moving forward this night. We believe there's at least one person here, Theo, who we've been chatting with for the last, I think, 4 hours as we sat next to him. So I'm not sure if he's forward or for information, but anything that he wants to address, we know his concerns. We believe we can address what he has concerned. He's one of the property owners that back onto this or next to this development. Other than that, if there's any questions from the committee.
Yep. Registered.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Wintrap at this point? I'll call the rest of the names out just for protocol. You guys are together. Also in support of the application, Eugene Heinrichs. Anybody whose name has not been called wishes to speak in support? In support. In opposition, we have Christine Piotrowski. Robert and Kimberly Halashuk. Robert and Kimberly Hayashak, Peter and Judy Bushnovic, Stan and Judy Burham. Anybody whose name has not been called who wishes to speak, register in opposition. In opposition. For information, we have Peter Vandendal. Hear none. Theo Bages? Yeah. Good morning. Thank you for your patience.
Good morning. It's been a long haul, but this development, it impacts me directly. I'm at the property that is located in that little cut-off triangle, right triangle, with the tip cut off. I'm at the most western portion of it.
Where is that?
1419 Ravelston Avenue.
When you say the triangle, what, like that?
Yeah, you see the triangle with the peak, with the top corner cut off. This one right here.
That's your property in there?
And I'm right on the most western side.
Okay, so you front onto Ravelston?
Front onto Ravelston and
Okay. The
new development there. So,
okay.
I'm not opposed to development. I know it's coming. I guess my concern is how does the development impact those who are directly living there? We're raising a family of four children, and we quite enjoy the freedom that we have, but obviously we know it's coming. So my concern is the fact that there is a back lane, I guess that's what we call it, adjacent to our property, and there's also a road that runs west-east. Into our property, so to speak.
How many acres do you have there?
1.6.
1.6, okay.
Basically, our land is 100 feet wide by 700 feet deep.
100 feet wide by 700 deep?
Yeah. Okay. So I find the back main, I'd be concerned about what kind of a, what's going to be our isolation from the back lane and our property. And I find the road that runs west-east to that back lane, it's a bit presumptuous. It seems to indicate that it may one day go right through my house. So those would be the concerns I have. Obviously, I'm looking for as much isolation from the new development as possible, obviously being realistic as well. But those would be my concerns about.
You have water, well water?
I'm currently on well water and on a septic bed.
Septic field or tank?
Septic field.
Septic field, yeah. Okay. And so you're 700 feet deep, that would take you beyond that public road, right? That would take you beyond that public road right away? 700 feet deep?
Oh, yeah, I go right to the very back. I go right to the new road there.
Right, that's that east-west road, so you, you go right up to that or beyond that?
Yes.
Okay. And how long have you resided on the address?
Purchased the property a year and a half ago.
Oh, okay.
Right. Obviously, the attraction was the large property for our four children.
Yeah, so. Yeah, for sure. One of the suggestions that have been discussed is the an LI. Do you think a local improvement, sorry. Local improvement is where the city of Winnipeg would advertise a advertisement, for example, for water and for sewer, for sanitary sewer and water. Residents can vote whether they want it or not. There's a cost. If more than 60% approve it, then it's usually it's standard, it applies. If it's less than 60%, then it would come to this committee if it's between 60 and 50. If it's under 50, then it's defeated. Do you sense that with people in the neighborhood support LI, or do you have any opinion on that, or?
We know it's coming. Like, we know that that's coming. We know there's also a cost associated to that.
Right.
Of course, that'd be our biggest concern, right? Like, we know people on Elmy who've gone through that whole thing, so we know that that is going to happen, and we're not going to try to stop it. We're not going to.
Right.
So, I know that Mr. Sumka on the corner there is not going to be as excited about water and city water and sewer as we would be, but.
Right, but he would have a right to exercise vote, just like you would based on your frontage.
That's correct.
Right. Okay. I don't have any other questions. You've been very patient. Appreciate that. Do you have any questions of us, or do you want us to make sure? Is there anything that you want to hear the developer address?
Yeah, I guess maybe on that topic of sewer and of water. I'm assuming that the fact that this development does not necessarily mean that sewer and city water and sewer are going to happen.
Right. Right now, the ACG report is actually silent on it. The ACG report says the developer will have to put in two lanes of concrete, including all the upgrades, from all the way from where the another development is coming forward with a road to almost at Paguis, just before that, picking it up from there and taking it all the way to the end of their property line west of you. So they have to put in the two lanes of pavement plus boulevard plus plus kind of the street lighting and everything, sidewalks. That's what the ACG report says right now. Okay, that's what the administration is saying. So they're saying that this should be covered by them. The water and sewer actually is, I think, silent in the ACG report right now. There's nothing in terms of that. There's been the concept, there's been discussion, the idea of looking at doing, asking the developer to have to initiate the LI, okay? So the residents still would be in full control. They would be able to say yay or nay. Developer would be able to vote based on his frontage, but he has nowhere near the frontage to be able to create that majority. You still need by far the majority of the residents on the street to say yes. So the remaining property owners, really, to be fair. Some of the property owners may not be residents. So, yeah. So that's the thinking right now, to answer your question.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else? Anybody have anything to add to that, what I just said, or? No? Okay. Okay, thanks for your patience. Thank you for coming.
Frank Fiorentino? Frank? Ted Nestor? Tanya and John Kucher? Anybody whose name has not been called that wishes to speak or register for information? Hear none?
There was also...
Nope, that's wrong report. Oh, 14... Oh, right, I see. Melody, Rogan, Troy Hildebrand. Applicant can come back.
There you go. Number fifth of the motion.
Well, we thank Theo for spending 4 or 5 hours waiting patiently for his chance to speak here this morning on the item. Ray, did you want to talk about address? You want to address how we're addressing his concerns, or?
Mr. Chairman, I think that just in conversation with Theo, we've looked at and we will address the possibility of installing bollards, wood bollards of some kind, posts that you normally see around a park along the lane to ensure that there's no cars that back onto or into his property, etc. And I will be addressing that with, of course, the principal or the owner of Waterside Development Corporation. And just add that.
We can make those bollards black instead of green if the committee wants that. The only other item that we'd like to raise is on the variance. We'd like to have the following clause added if the committee...
Did we introduce the variance?
Should
I can't
choose
remember
that.
If we introduced it or not. I don't think we did. We have to deal with this first before we
okay, introduce, I thought it was a combined
we
hearing.
We did not introduce the variance. I don't know.
Okay.
Is this not a combined hearing?
Pardon me? Is it combined? Okay, I just want to make sure.
So, just to...
Okay.
Say we're asking that the following condition be attached to the variance, that if any variance granted by this order is not established within 2 years of the bylaw for DAZ 15-2013 coming into force and effect, this order, irrespective of that variance, shall terminate.
It's a standard.
That's okay. A standard. We'd want the link to when if the committee chooses to approve the DAZ, it's linked to that, not to this hearing date.
Okay.
Anything else?
Okay, sorry.
I think we're done unless Ray has something to add.
No, I don't actually.
You can sit there, Ray. He's got
Just a couple things. I think everybody's tired, and I know from communicating to our staff that there were some concerns and issues that I want to address, and I've had a chance again to thank the staff and thank my staff for helping me with this. First of all, I want to make sure that that we get the numbers right. The ACG report should be amended to reflect the new numbers, right? That 19, that there's 119, mm-hmm. And then there's 19 here is actually 20. 20 is 21 and so on. 21 is 22. There was a computer error, a glitch. So I just want to make sure that we got that.
And we noticed
when
that
I
too.
Printed it off, I had these numbers. So I just want to make sure that's recorded, that it's corrected, so that when I'm amending the right clauses.
Okay. Right?
So, okay. And that was today. And I want to thank the Public Service for getting the information to the members of the Standing Committee. This is, to the Community Committee, this is the amendments that I'm going to suggest. Number one, under A, plan considerations. There was a clause there that got somehow dropped, but I'm putting it back in just because I think it's a standard clause, and that's cul-de-sac streets are not to exceed a length of 105 meters. The plan is to be designed accordingly. I don't think this is an issue, but it's a standard clause. I'm just stating it. It was there before. Number nine, I'm saying should be deleted entirely, and I'm going to pick that up in under C, conditions, agreement conditions. That under C, I'm adding a new clause that within 1 year of this development agreement, the developer will initiate a local improvement for the installation of sanitary sewer and water services on Ravelstone Avenue West from Peguis to the westerlymost limit of this application and be subject to the standard approvals according to city bylaws. Stop me at any point. I'm just going to keep reading.
Sure. No, yeah, keep reading. Yeah,
we're okay with. Number 11, I'm saying that your responsibility are the two westerly lanes of Peguis. So this is just the opposite of what we went through earlier. They were the easterly, you're the westerly lanes of Peguis in terms of from the CPR Kuwait and subdivision, CPR mainline to Ravelstone West. That's part of your development. Number 12, this is picking up the whole, this is a new clause, developer shall at no expense to the city construct the following 3.5 meter width asphalt multi-use pathways. Because there was a concern expressed by the public service on this, and I want to make sure it's addressed. That on the west side of Peguis Street, from the CPR Kuwait subdivision line to Ravelstone Avenue West, that is where the active transportation path is going. On the north side, B, on the north side of the main collector running east and west, from the entrance of the subdivision at Peguis, to the most westerly north-south street, and into the most westerly PR lands, crossing over. From the westerly terminus of the east-west AT path that runs along the north side of the main collector street, continuing south along that east-west road, along that north-south axis on its western side of said north-south axis up to Ravelstone West and AT path. The non-lighted pedestrian corridor crosswalks be installed on all street crossings where the 3.5 meter AT path crosses the street.
Okay.
E, that an AT path will be constructed on both the AT path on the north side, running east-west along, there's a little point where that future north-south road that's not in here because the land assembly was not done, but you've allowed for accommodation of it. Right in here.
Yep.
And so I'm saying that there will be a little AT path entrance between the sidewalks, the north side and south side, because in the future an AT path will run. It will link up with John. That's where link is to John Weave's Starlight development. Actually, is here. It's not over here, but we're doing this temporarily. As determined by Director of Public Works and... recoveries will be made from benefiting property owners with subsequent subdivision agreements. Number 14 and 15, we're deleting that because we've addressed it now. And number 15, the new clause is this. The developer shall at no expense to the city construct the following works along Ravelstone West from Peguis to the Westerly property limit. The application upon the connection of Ravelstone West by the developer's most westerly north south street. So, or within 5 years from the execution of the development agreement, whichever should come first. So, the work in terms of Ravelstone won't be done until that road is connected in the west, which makes sense because if there's no road there connecting, then why are we doing that? And there's the outline of what the work would be. The city will reimburse the developer for work done in excess of the developer's proportional share. This is consistent with what we said earlier at the beginning of this evening with Starlight, a store frontage of said cost within 5 years of completion of the said work, including interest rate agreeable to city and to the satisfaction director, Public Works. 18 and 19 is the area charge, and 20, which I'm deleting, and I'm going to move the following, a slight change to what I have here. Developer shall, prior to the release of subdivision Marlowe's development, post a letter of credit. Two letters of credit. One of $300,000 to Park City West Community Center towards New Soccer Dome, and one of $300,000 to Valley Gardens Community Center towards whatever Valley Gardens needs in terms of amenities in the community. And to be drawn upon when determined by the East Cologne Transcoding Community Committee. New clause development agreement will delete references to, again, the area charge. And I recognize what Kim said earlier, but we have to have a balance with all these roads and recreation. And again, stating exactly this, what we're stating previously, which is that the city will conduct this work, and that'll be done in 2014 with the balance of the funds in the area charge that are there now and still may be accrued from development on the north side of the CPR Kuwaitan subdivision towards the rail line crossing, and as far as that funding will take us in terms of dividing Peguis to the north. 21, which is actually, okay, the right 21 is deleted, and is 25, I'm just saying the on-demand is dropped, is 25%, okay, for the intersection, Peguis and Concordia. 22, the same, and it's 50% towards the intersection traffic lights at Peguis and Devonshire. 50%, the other 50%, 23 is deleted, and is replaced with 10% in cash, not on demand, but 10% towards the traffic signals intersection at Peguis and Ravelstone, which came up earlier. And number 37, everything else is fine. Number 37, from what I've seen, number 37 is amending to include same wordings, landscape, construct paths, and site improvement subject to EKT. A new clause is going to be 100% credit should be granted for linear parks or retention ponds. 38 and 39 is the whole issue there of irrigation and the 100 feet that's being deleted. And 40, black chain link fence, abutting parks. And deleting, same as actually you had on the other one, deleting clause figure one. The one thing I don't have here, and I want to make sure it's captured, is that the developer will be required to fence with brick, decorative cement to the height required by hydro. The hydro transmission station located in your development up in the northwest corner in cooperation with hydro and the city of Winnipeg.
Mr. Chairman?
Because right now it's an ugly looking thing.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to point out that the north side of that particular property is abutting the CP rail line, so I assume that the fence.
It would be on three sides.
The fence
should be on the south side, the west side, and the east side, not the north side. Absolutely, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. And then amending the jumping back to the plan. I realize the public service is not recommending that this matter be laid over, but I'm electing to, what I would do is I would amend, if in the event we do to proceed, electing to 2A of the planner's report, again electing 2A2 to add in the EKT CC plan approval requirement for that after property and the director satisfaction of director of property development, EKT. And again, number 4, black chain link fencing, and also EKT CC for the approval. And the same thing goes with number 5, EKTCC, along with the Director of Planning and Property Development, in terms of the signage for vacant properties. So, anyway, that's what we did elsewhere. So, plan approval. So that's, now, the delegations are still open, so.
We're okay.
Mm-hmm. 1 o'clock, we're almost, it's a record almost. I think 3 o'clock was our record. You're going straight to EPC, just going to cap all the event. Yes.
It was 12D on your first page about the non-lighted pedestrian corridor crosswalks being installed along all street crossings where the 3.5-meter AT path crosses the street.
Yes.
Are you talking the east-west direction?
Yes.
Because if there's a stop sign for vehicle traffic, we can't have a crosswalk. We can only have one type of control at the intersection.
Okay.
So along here, the only location we could have this would be at the very west end by the PR land.
Would there be a stop sign there or no?
No, it would be on the T.
Okay, so we'll amend that then. Thank you. We'll amend that to include crosswalk only here, yeah, under 12D, that a non-lighted or non-lighted pedestrian crosswalk be installed at the far, on the far north-south road to accommodate the AT path crossing said street, north-south road, westerly street.
So we're taking along the street crossings?
Yeah.
We're to accommodate the 3.5 AT path
cross? Yeah. A crosswalk will be installed and drop along street crossing. Will be installed for the 3.5 meter AT path on north-south road in the westernmost, north-south road.
North-south.
Crossing into the PR lands.
So that non-lighted pedestrian corridor cross would be installed for the 3.5 AT paths cross.
Street
on the westernmost north-south road.
Westernmost north-south road, crossing into the PR lands.
And we should delete corridor out of there because it's.
We should delete which one?
Delete the word corridor out of that. That means it's the flashing lights.
So pedestrian crosswalk.
Yeah. Okay. Unmarked and supply and installation of the pedestrian crossing control and related works, because there will have to be some sidewalk work to be done, the ramps.
And related works, okay.
Yeah.
And that's on which one?
The same one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And related works. You should get that one.
Okay.
Yeah, so
this
is
similar to a original recommendation by the planner that the...
The ACG or the planner's report?
Planner's report, that it be adjourned. I'm still not clear on how this meets the area structure plan. And I have to say, I wasn't involved in the area structure plan. I have no alliance to it. I have no bias towards it. But it is an approved document, and there's only three elements that are in the special planning area, and that was a path, a pond, and a
this,
park.
This
and but there was specific wording that says that where possible, the pathway should be within a park, and we haven't been given any rationale as to why it isn't. It was, if possible, it's a greenfield development. There's no reason to, you're not trying to fit it into a narrow corridor. So we're just looking for rationale. We've been asking this question since April 23rd, and we've never received a response. So in terms of saying that it meets the area structure plan, I'm not getting it.
Identified on Escona West, Almy Ravelston Special Planning Area. Identifies what allowable uses are within that planning, and it doesn't provide for multi-family residential. So it's specifically low-density residential, medium or higher. So as maybe you can explain that to us as well, since we tried to.
I could just address the second question first. I think that the planner has already commented on multiple family in email to us, advising that certain densities would be permitted and would be considered in compliance with the plan. And correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Cole.
Correct. There's a language in the Transcona West Area Structure Plan that allows for limited lower density type multifamily uses in this proposed low-density residential designation of the plan. We feel the proposed RMFL zoning district, which is the most intense, largest zoning district, multifamily zoning district allowable in the zoning bylaw, we feel that that does not comply with the policies and the language of the area structure plan. So we're recommending that it be, instead of RMFL, be downzoned to RMFM.
So I'm a little tired. I didn't explain it properly, but thank you for clarifying.
And then to the other question, the first question.
The area structure plan, the Transcona West secondary plan that was adopted by council. In the preamble, I can't recall exactly on the first what page it is. It says maps are an illustrative tool. They're not fixed. We simply put on that map a dot to show a park, a dot to show a lake, and a line to show a pathway. Nowhere does it say in that plan, thou shall have pathways through parks.
Actually, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Not thou shalt.
Thou shalt not. Where possible, it doesn't say thou shalt.
And you haven't explained why it's not possible.
We've decided to go with a different type of AT pathway network that is consistent with the secondary plan. We've chosen something different that you obviously are disagree with, we're comfortable with. The councillor has moved that motion.
Again, you're saying it complies with the area structure plan. I'm still saying that it doesn't, based on, not the drawing, but it's the text. The drawing I know is illustrative, but the text says...
If you can point out to me where in the plan it says, thou shall place a AT pathway through a park, I'll be happy to adhere to that policy.
Again, it doesn't say thou shalt.
Thank you.
It says where possible.
And we've said where possible, we're not doing it. So I don't know how many times I have to explain it to you. We're not doing it.
This is the first time you've explained it to me, so it's not a number of times.
Obviously, I've explained it tonight. We've read the plan. We've interpreted it differently than your philosophical approach. You like pathways through parks. We've decided to do something different.
Again, I have no bias towards, I like pathways through parks. I don't have a bias. I don't have a reason to push for it. I just have an area structure plan in front of me that it's a council-approved document. I'm just trying to understand why a particular clause and approach has been omitted. It doesn't say that if the developer chooses, it says where possible.
Where possible, and it's not possible in this situation.
Why is it not possible? That's the part I don't understand.
Or are we addressing the administration?
We're prepared to go.
Yeah.
My apologies.
I'm sorry. I wasn't sure whether we were answering questions.
Oh, I know he's talking to.
Yeah.
Okay. You can address questions to me. The questions in regards to the paths. Why is it not possible? I guess is the.
But this is a discussion. The best say for another day because you're having it one.
Our understanding is this committee can make the decision here. If the public administration needs to seek an interpretation of the plan, they should, get it forward, move it to the Standing Policy Committee on Property and Development, who will make an interpretation of the plan. They are the legal authority and the final decider of interpretations of the plan.
Well, actually, council is.
Council. So council. This application will move
council
forward
will make the
process.
Decision on this application. This committee just makes a recommendation. So, anyway.
An explanation, because we hadn't received it to date, even though we've been asking. So.
So I'm going to move that the report of the public service be taken as read.
You can sit down. Thank you.
Councillor?
Yes, Kim. Not a problem.
I have four items, but I'll try to be very brief.
Area charge.
Area charge, again, the administration would like to go on record as being in opposition to the proposed amendment to delete the Concordia Peguis area charge.
right.
as it is intended for transportation purposes. It was set up for that purpose within that region. Secondly, if I can not ask that Schedule D be put back, but take a couple of very minor amendments from it, where in the northeast corner of, well, we can use Schedule A, just to amend Schedule A, there's a bit of PR1 between two streets right at the top of the plan. If we could just have that designated as public walk.
That tiny little sliver?
Yeah, because by definition it goes between two streets, so we'd like to prefer it to be under Public Works jurisdiction.
I understand. That makes sense. Yeah. So move that matter. That small sliver of PR land on the south side of the main east-west collector be designated Public Works right-of-way lands versus PR.
Public walk.
And also, right in the very middle of the plan, there's a small triangle of PR1.
That's what I was referring to.
We're
talking at the top, the first one up at the top of the plan.
Oh, up there. What is that?
It's an opening between the street and Peguis. And
why do we have that there? I'm going to move suspension of the rules so that I can not move suspension of the rules. I'm going to move that we reopen the delegation to allow Mr. Kloska to speak, considering that he can't speak and this is coming up now. So, aye. Okay, go ahead, Ray. Please explain why you have that little sliver there.
Yeah, that little sliver is there actually to provide for a water main connection. We were advised by Stantec that we will need to provide for looping. And we thought that the best place to provide for looping would be obviously adjacent to the hydro building, which we are going to build. That would, in effect, provide for a walkway link as well to the AT path that was referred to, as well as provide for the looping.
That's not a bad idea, because based on, actually, I think it was an argument put forward in another application, that's a long, long way to be able to get out of that development if you got to get to the AT path. Like, you got to go all the way down and then out and out. So we should keep that as PR. Why wouldn't you keep that?
Just that it's going from street to street, so it comes up as a public walk.
Who's responsible for it?
Yeah.
It'll still be there as a public walk.
I think it's good to keep that as park. I'll agree with your second one, though, because that will trigger the ability for us to do landscaping in there and everything.
Well, right? I was going to provide
regarding
sidewalk and treatments in there, which comes from Public Works.
But would it be subject to plan approval here?
No, we would. The recommendation from Public Works is that the developer shall, at no expense to the city, construct within the proposed public walk the following works: a 1.5 meter in width by 100 millimeter Portland cement concrete sidewalk, asphaltic concrete surfacing on both sides of the sidewalk to the side property lines, chain link fence, black chain link fence along the side property lines, post and chain fencing with appropriate sidewalk opening at both street ends of the public walk.
What is at the narrowest end? How narrow is that?
We would want it to vary from 6 meters to 8 meters.
So is it 6 meters now at the narrowest end?
That's what we would.
We're not sure what it is.
To meet
right
the
now.
Criteria, that's what it should be. I don't believe it's dimensioned, is it, Ray?
Yeah, we had
you want at least 6 meters for the water main to go through there, anyway.
I actually have a full plan of subdivision which I could fold out, but I'm sure that's not an issue in terms of meeting that requirement. At the end of the day, when the final plan is prepared and the milars are submitted, that change can certainly be made.
Six meters at the narrow end and 8 meters at the wide end would fit all the criteria to make it work.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll amend it, and we'll with the wording that Mr. Ray Bannon supplied the clerk. Okay.
And this may be, I don't know if the delegation wants to comment, or right in the very center of the plan, there's a small triangle of PR1, and it looks like that might be potential extension of a future roadway south, so we would like to just leave that little triangle as public road rather.
Yeah, that was the one I thought you were referring to, so I jumped the gun, so yeah, I agree. That's that little sliver.
That is the one I agree as well. That is the one I thought you were referring to in the second instance.
Yeah, so, okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
That clause was one of the ones under number 9, if you want to just pull that out. It was,
9 has been deleted.
I know, but if you need the wording.
Oh, okay.
And I just wanted to go back to the proposed Schedule B plan for the northeast area. I know you were concerned about pond capacity. We'd still like to see that schedule plan because the amount of land we get and what we can do with it is very limited. We end up with a walkway that, a connection that goes nowhere, additional frontage that doesn't provide us any beneficial parkland. If we had it all at the end, we'd at least have some usable park space. And if we put it subject to confirmation that the reconfigured pond meets all technical requirements with respect to capacity to the satisfaction of the Director of Water and Waste, that would at least address that concern and still give us a good window park. For the 7 acres, there's only really about 1.8 in some odd wedge that can't do much with, so.
I hear where you're coming from. Thank you.
You liked it yesterday.
Yeah, but that was before it caused me all these headaches in the last 24 hours.
I'm just trying to give you.
I know, I don't have planner's reports. I got to go with cap in hand to the CAO of the City of Winnipeg to get reports so that these guys can read what I'm reading. Anyway, okay.
Plan. There's a little section that the right of way kind of jogs out a bit in the south. right in the middle of the plan.
What's the little bump in the
We're
two lots?
We're wondering what, why the right of way is aligned that way.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear the question. There's a right-of-way in the center. I got the part where there was a right-of-way in the center of the plan. But may I approach the bench? Yeah.
This right-of-way section, we're not sure why it first off jogs and why it... Okay, thank you.
I now know where what's being referred to. When the surveyor was preparing the plan, what he was attempting to do was create a 90-degree intersection for you at the intersection of the public street that extends south from there. And so he was attempting to make that right-of-way intersection wider so that the pavements could align at 90 degrees within the rights-of-ways. That could be modified, but you'll notice that what happens when we modify it is that we would be creating a straight line extending at 90 degrees to the street. So essentially what we're doing is creating a larger boulevard so that we can have a 90-degree intersection of the pavement with the main entry. We can modify the plan if you prefer. Did I make sense, or?
Can we have it reviewed as to the inspection director for the works? The qualification required?
Yeah, I guess. Would we consider that a minor amendment to the plan?
Under a minor amendment, of course, it could be made at the plan stage if it was determined that you may want to have a look at the actual alignments and the pavement intersections, because I think if we eliminate that and square it off, that intersection is going to be something less than 90 degrees.
I don't know if we have to document it as a potential plan consideration, or if it's a minor amendment. It's
given recent history.
Okay. Now,
sorry, I missed the comment.
I want to make sure we don't forget about what's his name there.
Something like that, if necessary, Schedule A be amended to correct the geometry of the proposed intersection at the...
Which one, Kim?
At the intersection of the two... The north-south...
Oh, yeah, down at the end?
And the major east-west public road.
What's wrong with the geometry? You got to take a bit of the land there on the corner?
This is the southeast corner. Public Works just has a concern with the detailed geometry of that intersection.
So why don't we just build in there? The issue there was because in theory this road should be able to handle transit buses, right? That would be.
Is
that the thinking, that transit bus has to take the corner potentially?
Our thinking was that we were trying to make the right of way a little wider to accommodate a 90 degree intersection, but we can change it, and if there's concurrence that we can review that and that we can collectively make the change, and we're quite prepared to do that. And at some point, and maybe now if you'll permit me, Councillor. It's been a long time since I was a planner with the City of Winnipeg. Many, many years ago, we implemented a system where streets in proposed subdivisions were called Street A, B, C, D, E, F, and G, and so on. And I just want to make a general comment, that if that were to occur here, we could have a conversation where I could say where Street A intersects with Street C. I just wanted to point that out. Okay.
What do you want to do?
Add a plan consideration to the ACG report that, if necessary, the geometry at the intersection of the north-south public road and the major east-west public road be reviewed and amended as necessary.
We need a 90-degree intersection?
Yeah.
It's 90 degrees.
I think we've had enough.
We
can fix the wording. It's a very minor matter.
Is that okay? Does that work?
Yeah. Well, right now, that's what we're trying to do, but I think I understand what's being attempted, which is that if we can make the lots a little deeper, or sorry, extend them, then what would happen is that that right-of-way wouldn't be as wide, and the configuration wouldn't look as strange.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So we're adding Kim's...
Yes, we'll add that one, the issue there that he, like the one he dictated to you in terms of
consideration that if necessary, geometry at the intersection of the north-south public road and the major east-west public road be reviewed, and then we can exact the words.
But that's at the westerly end, right? That's the westerly end. That's not over here by the entrance, right?
middle of the plan.
Oh, that's right in the middle of the plan.
Yes, where that the
future north
where
south.
Where the bump and jog is.
So that's in the middle of the plan, the future north south road you're referring to.
Yes.
And what's your concern there, Kim?
The right of way alignment.
So this is
right here. It's kind of got a goofy alignment.
Oh, that. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll clean that up. That's housekeeping.
It's housekeeping. Yeah.
I think we're just getting tired here.
I think good. It was Mr. Pate pointed.
Was there anything else, Mr. Raybould?
Should be documented. So.
Mr. Jardines. No.
Wait, 1 second. In response to your frustration on not getting the report, in consideration of us, we didn't get clarification on what the intent was.
But let's not go there.
I
hear what you're saying. I heard it loud and clear. Okay. I heard it loud and clear.
We weren't trying to be evasive.
No,
or difficult.
I know you weren't. And that's why I'm not making a big deal of it. So it's just.
We weren't providing you with the proper information you needed when we were trying to.
Well, yes, I did imply that. You're correct. I did. Yeah.
Not regarding that, but regarding. Okay.
Good.
No. I'm going to move that the report of the public service be taken as read. All's in favor?
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Assuming that you don't have anything else, Mr. Claussen. Okay. I'm going to move that public representations be concluded.
All's in favor?